When a grower finds tomato bacterial canker in the field, there are a few things to consider. That according to UC Vegetable Crops Advisor, Gene Miao.
Yeah, I think we want to take precautions. If they have canker in their field and it's confirmed, then we want to be careful about spreading it. That would be the main concern. And we're in a time of year when into the summer, the likelihood of it being extremely severe in terms of spread is in the current season. It's not as great of a risk as if it were in the spring when weather can be still rainy.
And how do you prevent spread? Miao says the biggest problem that has immediate effects is during wet times. But there are also longer-term problems during harvest.
And then the harvest operation, if you're in a severely infested field, and cleanup of that harvester, including some disinfectants, spray down after scraping off plant debris and soil, is wise, so that you're not taken into non-infested fields. Not going to be a problem in the current harvest season when you go into a non-infested field, but the potential of having that infestation remain in the field for 2017, should you plant tomatoes in there, it's a possibility that you're starting with creating a disease situation for next year. So you want to be careful about that.
Miao says the problem isn't too widespread at the moment, but growers should keep an eye out for symptoms of bacterial canker. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.